Kiribosa Gudvach. Hope all is good. Today's daf is Bava Kama daf Pei Vav. And we're here four lines up from the bottom, Pei Heim Abez, with Boy Rabba. Rabba, we ended yesterday with a Teku on Rava's Shaila. And today we have Rabba stepping up with a different topic for us to talk about. We're going to talk about Boshas, but before we get there, Rabba has the following Shaila. It says, Sheves Hapuchsoso Bedomim Mahu. Let's say Sheva, you have Sheves, again, you do some sort of injury, right, that basically what you do is that you basically temporarily devalue the person who you damaged. If you look at Rashi, Sheva Hapuchsoso Midomim, Hikaomaka Shud Sarech Lesheves Lishbos Mimalachto, right? You injured him in the sense that he's going to have to take some time off from work, but Vesofo Lios Shalem, Kibat Chila, but he's going to recover, right? He's going to be completely healed from this. Inkan Ela Sheves Abba Pachoso Me Akshav Bedomim Shehayim Boli Macher Akshav Hayudomov Pochsim, right? If he would be sold at this moment on the market, right, he would be worth less. That yes, in Echinami, he'll recover, right, and 6 months, whatever, he'll be able to be sold back, to be able to be fully healed and fully operative. But if you would sell him right now, right, nobody likes buying damaged goods, right? So his value would be less. Do you have to pay that Shevis payments? The Gemara says, first of all, Hechidami, what's the case? Kigon Sheikoa Yado with Samso Yado, right? With Sofa Lachsor, let's say he injured his hand, right? Samso literally means it's shriveled up, but Pash is, I don't know, again, I can't even imagine what that means. But okay, but you injured his hand, and it's gonna recover. So Mai, so what's the din? I came to Sofa Laksor Lo Yoiv Lev Lomidi. Me, since it's gonna recover, right? So you're not gonna give him. You don't have to pay him the value of the hand. In essence, it's a question of if you pay Nezek, if you have to pay damages, if this guy's not really damaged, if he's gonna get recovered. So do you have to pay? Since he's gonna recover, do you not pay him anything? Or Dilmar, maybe Hashta Mia Afchase. Right, or maybe right now, yes, his value right now is less, and therefore you would owe him whatever that value is. So Tashma, bring your proof. Hamaka avivim ovelo asabem chabura. Right, person's not allowed to hit their parents, so they do a chabura, make some sort of wound, even if it's a bruise, because that's a wound under the skin. So you chayv misa, that's the pasuk. That's a straightforward pasuk. If you do that, v'chobu b'chaveru b'yom kippur, or you hit, you injure your friend on Yom Kippur, you have to pay, right, all of them, chamisha dvarim. So the Gemara says, right, again, and the assumption is apparently there is a scenario where there's nezek without a chabura, right? You hit your parents, right, so they're not going to be chayev misa because there's no chabura, right, but you're going to be chayev chamisha dvarim, you're going to be chayev everything. So apparently that includes, right, the nezek, right, even though there is no wound. So Gemara says, so high low also chaburas, and so you did make a wound, and therefore, right, you shouldn't be potter. But the problem, you shouldn't be, you're going to be chayev. So therefore, we see that you do pay for this case of poch soso bedamin. So Gemara says, 1 second, hey chidami, what's the case? Lav kigon shikoa al yadu v'sofa lachso v'katani v'chayev v'kula. No, that's still the question. We see from here that you're chayev, and therefore that should answer our question. Gemara says, Amri, no, they said in the base matter, shachamai skin on the case over here is kigon shechirsho. Right, when you made your parents deaf, I have low also bachabur, and you didn't make a wound. Okay, so there's no, that's not our case. Because chersho is permanent, right? That's not something that's going to heal. Gemara says that can't be our case because Rama Rava chersho is obviously a nerag. If you make your father deaf, you get killed for that. Because you can't make someone deaf without making a wound. If he didn't see the wound, so tivcha de dama nafla lei baodne. Right, it must be that some sort of a tiny bit of blood, right, entered into his ear, or there's some sort of wound that you didn't see. Ella, rather, no. The case is how come my skin on the case is kigonche gilcho. No, the case is where you shaved him. I wasn't sure. I looked around to see if it doesn't mean the beard, does it mean the hair, the head, the whole body. All right, I don't know. Gilch means you shaved him. I wasn't sure exactly. But a person is right. He's embarrassed. So the Gemara says, 1 second, and the gilcho mehada hadar v'hainu bayin. The Gemara says that's not helpful. Meaning you can't tell me that this is, oh, the case is where you shaved him, and therefore that's not our question. Well, what do you mean? Shaving goes back. That's exactly our question. So Amri says that can't be the case. Meaning because that would give us an answer. So the Gemara says, achmayas kinon kigon shesachu. Right, the Gemara says no. Well, you shaved him, but you sachu nasa delo hadar. But you shaved him with some sort of cream, right? That's literally burned off the follicles of his skin or whatever it is. That's not a direct translation, but basically you use some sort of cream that made it to his hair will not return, right? And therefore Therefore, what's called? You have the five things that you have to pay, and therefore, this is not a case of where something that will return. It doesn't answer our question. So, what's the five things? So, you pay tsar. Why? The islay kartufni bereshay, because he has these holes or scrapes or sores in his head. The tsavchi mehani kartufni, and he screams and he yells because it's painful when you put this, you know, this whatever mixture on your head to remove the hair. Ripui, right? You have to pay ripui debari asuye, because you got to heal him. It requires some sort of healing. Sheva. Right, lack of work. The have a marakid beit kobi. It could be that, let's say, he was a dancer or some sort of entertainer. Right, the boy machabe guni areshe v'lo machabe dehani kartofni. And he's supposed to make movements with his head, and he can't do it because he's in so much pain. Boshes, right, and embarrassment. Well, in the boshes gadol mizeh. Right, again, it sounds like you're shaving off his head, right, making him completely bald. That's really embarrassing. That's why you'd pay the five things. So that was a shaila, and we didn't really get an answer. We tried to answer from that brisa, and we didn't get an answer from that, because it's a case where it's something that doesn't grow back. And the Gemara just says, the milsa de boy le rabba, pshita le abaye, the hachkisa le rabba hachkisa. This shaila of rabba was obvious to Abaye. It was also obvious to Rava, but Abaye and Rava came to the opposite conclusions. The Gemara, as it was said, he ko al yada v'tumsa v'self with lachzor. Again, that's our case, right? You damaged his hand, and it got injured, and it's going to return, he's going to fully heal. Abaye, Omer Abaye says, no son lo shev es gadol lo shev es katana. Now this is a little confusing, because they're changing the terms a little bit. Shev es gadol, as Rashi says, is dmei yado, which means nezek, right? Damages, right? You have to pay nezek. Shev es katana is sheves, as we know, as we look at Rashi, kol yomim, right? Sheipol lamishkav, ro anoso ki'ilu hu shomer kishuim, right? That's what we know is sheves, right? The payment for not being able to work. So Abaye says he gets nezek and he gets sheves. Rav Amar, no, you don't pay, right? The only thing you pay is sheves. You don't pay nezek. So that was a machlokas, right? Abaye and Rava, in terms of Rabba's shaila. Itmar, it was said, yad evid ivri. Let's say you cut off the hand of an evid ivri of your friend. So Abaye Amar nosin lo sheves gadol le evid v'sheves katana le rav. Abaye says you pay, again, sheves gadol is nezek, the damages to the evid, because you damaged him, right? You cut off his hand. V'sheves katana le rav, and the sheves katana, meaning sheves, the fact that he can't work right now, right? That money goes to his master. Rava Amar Rava says, no, I call you the evid, right? You pay all the money to the evid. V'lekach payam karka, and what you do with that money is you don't give it to him, you put it, and you invest it, you buy some land, and the Rav, right, gets the peros, right, the produce of that land, right, while the Evrid Ivri is still working by him, right? Evrid Ivri goes free after 6 years, so it's not going to be all that long. Pshita, it's obvious that piches etel asmo ve'etel rabo lo piches. It's obvious in a case where piches etel asmo, you damaged the guy, right, the Eved, right, but the master didn't lose anything, right? In that case, it's obvious. We'll see what it is, what's obvious in a second. But hey, tell me what's the case, by the way. The piske the reish onia. Either you chopped off, let's say, the tip of his ear, right? Or the reish nechire, or the tip of his nose, right? So pshita, it's pshita that hakola atzmo, that the Eved gets everything, right? All the payments. Pichet esel rabo, but if the master is damaged and he loses value now, that's pluta de bayad rabo. That's the machlokas we had by rabo, and again, that was the suffix of Rabba and Chukas Abaye and Rabba that we just saw a moment ago. Okay, good. Now, the rest of the daf, more or less, right, including Mishnah on second Mishnah in the Perek on Amud Beis, is talking about Boshas, is embarrassment, and the payment for that. So Boshas, Afcholufi, Hamabayish, Hamizbayish, if you remember, that was the last part we said of the Mishnah when we started the Perek. You pay the Boshas payment according, right, everything is according to, right, the guy who got embarrassed, the person doing the embarrassing, right, meaning it's a scale, it's a flexible scale, goes up and down depending on who we're talking about, right? Money must make sense. The Gemara says, whose shita, right, is the Mishnah? Lo Rabbi Meir, lo Rabbi Yehuda, can't be either Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yehuda, el Rabbi Shimon. It must be Rabbi Shimon. Now, we're going to quote those three shitas in a second, or right now, rather. The Tanan is willing to the Mishnah. V'chulan ro'an osa ki'ilu heim b'nei chorin, she'yodu m'nei chsem, she'yem b'nei avim yisak v'yakov, de Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that we view everybody, kulan, Rashi says, rich people, poor people, even everybody is the same, right? Everybody's a Jew. Right, Rashi says, "Ve'in shamin esa'ani l'fi'ani yaso la'akel v'lo z'asher l'fi'osho." We don't make it more embarrassing because he's rich or less embarrassing because he's poor. Everybody's a Jew. Everybody's his father is a son of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. And everybody gets the same boshes payment. Rabbi Yehuda, and that's obviously not like ours because we just said our mission says it depends on who's getting embarrassed. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, "Gadol if he gadol v'katan if he katno." Well, it depends on if he's gadol or katan, and that seems to fit our Mishnah, but we'll see in a second why that's not our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon, Rav Shimon says, "Ashir wrote Rosan ki Elohim b'nei Chorin shiodu m'nechseihem." Right, the rich people we see as if they've been knocked down a bit, right? They've lost a little bit of money, and aniim kibchusim shebohem, and aniim, right, even less so. And that is a little bit different, right? Again, if you look, basically, there's a it's a little bit less. Then it depends on whether they're rich or poor, and a bit of a different than Rabbi Yehuda, in the sense that it's what's it called? It's they have some sort of more standard payment depending on we knock them down a little bit further than they actually are. Okay, but either way, Skomar says money. Who is this? Who's our Mishnah? E Rabbi Meir, if it's Rabbi Meir, so Masnizin the Katana and call of him Vayesh Vahamish Bayesh. Vahamish Bayesh. Right, obviously that our Mishnah says it depends on who's doing the embarrassing. Rabbi Meir, cool who bahadi adadin in Rabbi Meir says everybody gets the same. So that can't be Rabbi Meir. Be Rabbi Huda, so according to Rabbi Huda, right, if it seems to line up, but Masnizin the Katani Mavayesh is a sumachayev. We're gonna see on Amma Bayes, right, the second part of our Mishnah, which is quote quote on Amma Bayes, that if you embarrass someone who's blind, you're chayev. But either Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says that Suma in Laboshes. That Suma does not get a Boshes payment. Can't be embarrassed. They don't get that payment. So therefore, our Mishnah can't be Rabbi Yehuda. Allah, Rabbi Shimon, must be Rabbi Shimon, right, who also says that it depends on who is getting the embarrassed. I feel the time Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the Gemara says, maybe you can say it's Rabbi Yehuda. Can Rabbi Yehuda Suma in Laboshes, the Mishkal Mine. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda says that when we say there's no boshes payment for a suma, for a blind person, that's for him to pay. Maybe we are able to give. I mean, maybe he could receive a boshes payment. Problem says, Mishnah says, the Gemara says, nah, that doesn't work, because the end of the Mishnah also contradicts that. The second part of the Mishnah, which we'll see in a minute, on Amma Beis, Amma Beis says, Yoshein Chayev, if you embarrass someone who's sleeping, you're Chayev, V'yosh Shebi'esh Potter, and if someone who's sleeping he embarrasses someone else, he's going to be potter. Velokatani, but we don't make that distinction by suma. By suma should be as potter. We don't say that a suma that embarrasses someone is potter. Michal, apparently, loshna. Hachani veloshna hachi. That it doesn't matter, right, whether the suma is doing the embarrassing or getting embarrassed. That there's no split. Similar as we make a split by someone who's sleeping. Therefore, it must make more sense that our Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon. Okay. Man Tana L'Hadi Tana Rabbanan. Who is the Tana who holds the following? Who is the author of the following brisa? It's kind of the vice is a katan who beish is a gadol. If you intended to embarrass a small person, again, you're not a big tzaddik, but you intended to embarrass, let's say, we're going to try and figure out what this means, but let's say a katan who's, let's just translate it big and small, and then we'll see the Gemara is going to have a couple of possibilities of what it means. So you intended to embarrass someone who's small, and ended up embarrassing someone who's big. Gadol, and no saying like gadol demei boshto shal katan. You pay the big one, right? The amount of value would be to embarrass a small one. Levayishes eved levayishes ben chorin, or you intended to embarrass a slave, you ended up embarrassing a free person. No saying the ben chorin demei boshto shal eved. You pay the free person, right? The value of embarrassing a slave. So Gemara says money. Who is this author? Lo Rabbi Meir, Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Rabbi Shimon. It's nobody. It's none of them. They're the ones that we quoted before. Kasal gadaitach. So the Gemara says because kasal gadaitach, we're assuming that katan means katan. Katan means a poor person. And Godol means Godol benachasim, means a rich person. So here, Rabbi Meir, if it's Rabbi Meir, Amar Kul Hubadir, Rabbi Meir says they all get equal. And here you're telling me, if you embarrass you intended to embarrass a Katan, a poor person, you ended up embarrassing a Godol, a rich person, you give him the amount of value, right, that would be for embarrassing a poor person. Obviously, Rabbi Meir doesn't make a split. He says they're all equal. Right, so that can't be that can't be him. So, Rabbi Yehuda, if it's Rabbi Yehuda, ha'amar in lavadim boshes. Rabbi Yehuda, right, the problem with that is the second part of the brisa that says if the Eved, right, he says that an Eved doesn't have boshes, right, doesn't have an embarrassment payment, so you can't give a bnei chorin, a free person, the value of boshes for an Eved, because the Eved doesn't get boshes. For Rabbi Shimon, if it's Rabbi Shimon, ha'amar in his kavin levayishes Eved, he's just a potter. Rabbi Shimon disagrees with the whole concept. He says that if you intended to embarrass Reuven, you ended up embarrassing Shimon, you don't pay anything. So that our mission says you do pay, right? A little bit of lesser value, but our Bryce says you do pay. Skamar says, continuing Rabbi Shimon's thought, my time out, why wouldn't you pay if you intended to embarrass Reuven and you ended up embarrassing Shimon? Kikotla, because we connect it to murder, right? Again, that invoking the phrase that, you know, better to get killed than to embarrass somebody, right? Then we know that Mamre Chazal, but say for example by Tamar, right? By Tamar and Yehuda, Tamar was willing to be thrown into the fire, and as opposed to embarrass Yehuda, right? That's okay. So fine. So that's very interesting. But either way, so we have some sort of connection to getting killed, to killing somebody, not getting killed. Makotla ad miskavein le, a person's getting killed, yeah. But a person's only going to get punished. A person's only going to get killed, right? If he intended to kill somebody else. The Chiyuv, as Pasuk says, Varvlova Kamalov, right? A person kind of lay in wait, right? He waited to trap him and then he killed him and kind of ambushed him. Achis Kavinlo, right? Until you intend, right, to murder. So Bosh is not me, so to embarrass me. Ad-demiskavinle, until you intend to embarrass the person you embarrassed. The Chiyuv, as Pasuk says, Vishilchayoda, Vechzika bin Vushav, right? She sends her hand forth and she grabs his embarrassing part, meaning his private area, right? If a woman does that, if two men are fighting and the wife of one of them grabs the guy's private area, so you have to pay. Achis Kavinlo, right? Until you have to intend, right, to do exactly, right, what she intended to do. So the Gemara says that's Rabbi Shimon. So it can't be Rabbi Shimon, right, because he says, right, that if you intended to embarrass Reuven, not Shimon, right, and you ended up embarrassing Shimon, so you don't pay. Here our Mishnah says if you intended to embarrass one and not the other, right, our Brisa says, so then you're going to pay a lesser value. So Gemara says, oh, I'm really Rabbi Yehuda. Really, it's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. If you can't come Rabbi Yehuda in levad and boches, what was the whole problem saying it was Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says that an Eved doesn't get Boshes, doesn't have a Boshes payment, that's lemisma lehu. That's to pay Boshes. Avalameshan, but to evaluate, right, then shamina lehu, we can't evaluate how he feels, right, and then, because what did we say? We said if you intended to embarrass an Eved and ended up embarrassing a Ben Chorin, we give the Ben Chorin the amount of Boshes for an Eved. Well, that, what are you doing there? You're just evaluating how the Eved feels in that situation. So you can evaluate, right? That's fine. Now you can shaymin alay, you can evaluate how much it is, and then you give that money to the Beit Chorin. Okay. Vivoy Seima, or another answer, I feel to him, Rabbi Meir. You can even say it's Rabbi Meir. Wow, Rabbi Meir. Well, he said that, what do you mean? He said that it's one payment regardless of whether a person is rich or poor. So he says, no, me suffers gadol, gadol, menachasim, katan, katan, menachasim. Don't translate gadol and katan as poor and rich. It's rather low. Gadol, gadol, mamish, katan, katan, mamish. We're talking about a gadol and a katan, mamish, right? The kid below bar mitzvah. And a gadol above bar mitzvah. The katan, the Gemara says, one second, but a katan bar bojazu? What do you mean? A katan can be embarrassed? Kid doesn't have das. So the Gemara says, then, yes, he can. It depends on how old he is. Right? The Amar of Papa, the michlumay, the michlum. Right? If the kid is embarrassed, okay, then he gets embarrassed. Right? He's able to feel embarrassed. Right? How can I be? The michlamu lay umichlam. Yeah, if he became embarrassed, yeah, in a chinami. That there's, if you look at Rashi, kishma is giren lo boshes umachlim oso bo mitzdayer. Right, there's a certain age where a kid does get embarrassed. And so that sure enough, you would pay. Obviously, it'd be less than a gadol. A gadol has a big corporation. 35, 50, or 40-year-old, 50-year-old has a big corporation. You embarrass him, it's very embarrassing. A 6-year-old, less. But still, a 6-year-old is embarrassed, or 8-year-old, whatever it is. There is an embarrassment payment for the katan. We're going to see that for a couple times, right, on this amud. Okay, new Mishnah. And the Vaishas Aram, as we mentioned it a couple times, on Amud Aleph. Amavaish is a Arum, Amavaish is a Suma, Amavaish is a Yashin. If you embarrass someone who's either naked or someone who is blind or someone who is sleeping, you're going to be Chayiv. If you Yashin should be Esh Potter, but if someone who's sleeping embarrasses someone else, so then obviously they didn't intend to, as we'll see in a second, that's the rule. If you intend to do it, you're Chayiv. If you didn't intend, you're Potter. So if you're sleeping, so then you're Potter. Nafam in Agag, Vihizik. If a person falls from the roof and he damages someone and he embarrasses them, right? Let's say he makes them naked or whatever, pulls down his clothing or something. So chayv al nezek pater al boshes. You're going to be chayv for the damages, but you're pater from the boshes, from the embarrassment. The Bach adds shenamar, right? Ad sheyehe miskaven. He quotes actually the pasuk that we had on Amud Aleph. Shenamar v'shilcha yada v'hechzika ben v'ushav enu chayv al boshes ad sheyehe miskaven. Right? He adds a bunch of words there to the end of the Mishnah. Right? You're only going to be chayv until there's intent. Tanar Rabbanan Milan Dinar Braisa. Baisho Arum Chayev. If a person embarrasses someone who is naked, so then you're going to be chayev. Veinu Doma Baisho Arum Baisho Lovash. Obviously, if a person, it's not, you know, the embarrassment, someone who is already naked is going to feel, right, is going to be less than someone who is already, if you embarrass someone who is dressed. Because again, assuming that someone who is naked, right, has less of a sense of embarrassment if he's walking around like that. Baisho Besar Merchatz Chayev. If you embarrass someone who's in a Besar Merchatz, where everyone's walking around, like they're at the mikveh or whatever, right? They're not as embarrassed, so you're still going to be chayiv. But veino domeh lebaisho beis hamerchatz lebaisho b'shuk. Obviously, it's not the same as if you embarrass them, right, in the middle of the marketplace. Amar, they said, Amar said, baisho arum chayiv. He said, one second, if you embarrass someone who's naked, you're going to be chayiv. Arum bar boshazu. Is a person really who's naked, is he able to be embarrassed? Right, so Rashi says, "Kivin de in makvid leili charum b'fnei bnei adam." If a guy doesn't care about going naked in front of people, may have a late barboshes. It clearly has no sense of shame. Tosfos doesn't like that so much. Right, he has some kashas on that. If you look at the Tosfos, but anyway, that's just use that Rashi. Right, the guy's not a barboshes. Samar Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, "No, my arum dasa zika." No, we don't mean he's literally just strutting around naked. We mean that there's dasa zika. There's a wind that came in karchini lemane and kind of lifted up his robe. Right, and also who the linu tvei, and you then went on and kind of yanked it. Well, once it was getting there, you yanked it up even higher, so you embarrassed someone who was already quote unquote naked. Okay, ubaisha baisha beis hamerchatz chayiv. Right, beis hamerchatz bar boshesu. Again, same shaila. What about you're going to embarrass him in the beis hamerchatz? Right, people are walking around. Right, you're supposed to be proud of your bris milah in the mikvah. Right, people walk around, no problem. Samar of papa she baisha agava nahar. No, ani chanami. So he wasn't in the beis hamerchatz. He was on the riverbank. He was going to bathe over there, right? And there are people who are dressed, right? And then he was kind of, maybe he was just taking his feet in, or he's just washing his legs, or whatever. Right? So that's when you embarrassed him, and therefore you're going to be chayv. But Rabbi Bar Mamal, asked the following question: Baishu Yoshin Umes. What about if a person, you embarrass somebody while he's sleeping, and then that person never woke up? Rachman al Tzlani died in his sleep. So Mahu, what's the din? Is that considered to be, right, an embarrassment that you have to pay for? Ma'ikama Bayile. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the Shaila? So we're going to have two formulations of the Shaila, basically the same answer, more or less, but two formulations of the Shaila, and that's going to take us down to the two dots where we'll call it. So Amar Rav Zvid, said, Ha'chakame Bayile. This is the Shaila. Mishum ki sufahu? Is it, do we pay boshes because of embarrassment? Famisle veleslech ki sufa? And this guy never woke up, and he never got embarrassed. So Odom, or maybe Mishum Zilusahu, maybe because we're degrading him, because there's a zilzul here. The Hazlay, and sure enough, yeah, you're degrading this guy in the eyes of others. And then you would have to pay. So Tashma, bring your proofs. So Mer says, Cheresh Katan Yeshlan Boshas. If a Cheresh, deaf mute, or a Katan, they have some sort of Boshas payment. Shota ain't no Boshas. And Shota does not have Boshas. So Shota is someone who's crazy, right? Out of his mind. If you tell me it's because of Zilusa, because of degrading the guy, that's why you can have a katan. If you tell me it's because of embarrassment, so katan barboshesu, can you have a katan that's embarrassed? The Gemara says, well, what do you mean? Then you say it must be because of degrading someone? Well, Shota also gets degraded if you play tricks, play pranks on a Shota. So they said, no, Shota ain't the chaboshes gedul mizu. No, there's nothing more embarrassing, there's no more embarrassment than someone who's literally nuts. So the Gemara says, Mikomakom, nifshut mine, mishum zilusa. Okay, so that seems to answer the question, it's because of zilusa, because of degrading the person. But the imishum kasufa, because if it's because of embarrassment, so katan bar kasufu, you can't embarrass a katan. So the Gemara says, no, you can, because I'm Rav Papa, demichlamu lei umichlam, hachinami, demichlamu lei umichlam. No, a katan can, depending on what age he is, right, you can embarrass a katan, therefore that doesn't help us. Rav Papa says, this was the way, this was the shaila, this is the question. Phrase it a little bit differently. Mishum kisufa didehu? Are we paying the boshes because of the guy's embarrassment? And since the guy died, Rachman al-Tzlan, so he's not embarrassed? Odoma, maybe mishum boshes mishpacha, or maybe because of the family. Family's going to be embarrassed, right? You embarrassed grandpa, or whatever it is. When he was 119 and 119 and 364 days. Still embarrassed him, so again, it's embarrassing for the family. So Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. Cheresh again, Cheresh v'katan yesh lo boshes, shota in lo boshes, again, we just quoted it. Chersh and the Katan do not have you have Boshes and the Shoyta does not. Yeah, Mishpishlam, if you tell me Mishum Boshes Mishpacho, if you tell me it's because the family's Boshes, Hanuk Dunin Katan. That's why you include the Katan. Eliam Mamas Mishum Kisubati Day, if you tell me it's because you pay the Boshes because of the guy's embarrassments, a Katan par Boshesu, can you embarrass the Katan? Say, Allah, my Mishum Boshes to B'nai Mishpacho. Well, what do you mean? Is it because maybe you should say it's because of the Boshes of the family? I feel the Shota Nami. Well, Shota also, his family gets embarrassed. The Gemara says, no, Shota in the Boshes Gedolim Mizu, right? There's nothing more embarrassing than having a crazy kid in a family or a crazy guy in a family. So Mikomakam's really so okay. So maybe Nifshot Minei the Mishum Boshes Mishpacha. Maybe that's the answer. That we pay because of the Boshes of the family. Because if it was because of embarrassment of the guy, you say a katan is chayiv and he gets boshes, but a katan can't be embarrassed. So again, Amar Papa in the Michlam Ule with Michlam. Really. Right, the case is right again. A katan is old enough to be embarrassed at a certain age. It's like Vatanya. Hi, we learned the Brisa. Rabbi Omer Cherish Yishlo Boshes Shota Ein Lo Boshes. And again, that this Tanya is more of like a proof, as Rashi says, Binichusa, right? That Rabbi says that a Cherish has Boshes, a Shota does not have Boshes, and a Katan Palmim Yishlo Palmim Ein Lo. It depends, right? Sometimes there is Boshes for a Katan, sometimes there isn't. The Michlam Umayv Michlam, right? Sometimes if he's embarrassed, right, he's gonna that then there is a Boshes payment. How the Michlam Umayv Lo Michlam? Sometimes you embarrass him, and he's not embarrassed. So it depends on how old, right? The Katan is, and we don't really have an answer right for our question. Okay, we'll hold that to Judas. We'll go invite you in the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.